This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 229, and you've got to acquire the champion's mind.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic, because we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Welcome everyone to this episode and edition of 5 Minute Fridays. Thank you so much for being here. I just asked some people over on Periscope about what would be a great topic for this 5 Minute Friday. And the thing that came up was the champion's mind. Now, we all have incredible dreams. I'm looking out into the Hollywood Hills right now, and I see the sun setting over on the Hollywood Boulevard sign, the Hollywood Hills. And it's this beautiful golden hour right now that makes me think about and visualize my dreams. It's the perfect time of day to dream. It's as the sun is setting. It's as if God is like shining a light down on you and creating a different color in the sky for you to dream and think about things differently. And when I think of the champion's mind, I think of athletes because that's my background. Now, when I watch incredible games happen, big moments in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl or the World Series, and at the end of these tough, grueling competitions where two teams are battling it out, where people on both teams have lived their entire lives for a dream to come true. Their dream was to win the championship in their sport. They have been fighting, sweating, sacrificing their body, their mind, their relationships, their health, to do whatever it takes for decades to get to this one moment. It comes down to the Olympic gold medal moment. It comes down to the Super Bowl. There's one opportunity, and there can only be one winner. What does it take from that winner's mind? What does it take when you've got two athletes, two competitors, two individuals, two teams, whatever it may be, going head to head with the same talent, with the same skill set, with the same amount of energy and work that went into their training? They have equal everything. The difference maker between those individuals or those teams is the champion's mind. Now, when I watch interviews, I've trained with some of the top athletes in the world. I've competed against at some of the top levels in three different sports, in football, the decathlon, and handball at a world-class level. And when I watch these other competitors I train with and compete with, and when I see some of them go on TV after they win the Super Bowl, they go on TV, you see two different types of responses. When they get interviewed on TV after they win, and the journalist says, "How did you do it? What was the turning point? How did you do it? How do you feel?" There's usually two responses. Number one, the response is, first, I want to give all my thanks and glory to God and Jesus Christ or my Savior or whoever their God is. They give thanks to that person. They say, without God, I would not have this power and the ability to perform the way I do. I give all of my gratitude and thanks to God. They put this faith into God. The other response is what I call the Muhammad Ali approach. The Muhammad Ali approach, whereas I am the greatest. I knew I would be the greatest. I knew I would win. No one can beat me because I am the greatest in the world. And that's all there is to it. There's two different approaches, but the same mindset. The approach of the humility and the approach of the cocky. The mindset, however, is the same. And that is, they both have a strong belief in their ability. One has the belief in the ability that is given to them from God. The other one that they are the greatest gift in the world, and that they worked their butt off for it, and they deserved it because of who they are and how they show up. Either way, they believe. They have the power of belief. And that is the difference maker between if you're going to land the career you want, land the job interview, whether you're going to land the girl or the guy in the relationship you want, is the belief in yourself. Whether it's through God or through yourself, you've got to believe that you can make it happen. This is the difference maker between good and great, is that champion's mind. Now, how do you build belief? There's lots of different things. It takes time. It takes momentum. It takes reassurance. It takes consistency. You've got to build confidence on a daily basis with the activity, with the craft that you're going after, to master your craft. Once you get there, once everyone has mastered their craft at that top level, it comes down to the belief. You got two great athletes, two masters at one thing, competing against each other or going after the same goal. Whoever has the stronger belief in themselves, that means when adversity comes your way, because it will come your way, you continue to go back into yourself and believe and reconnect to your vision and your mission on why you're doing what you're doing. So what I want to encourage you guys today is to focus on your vision and develop the belief within yourself, whether through God or through your own actions, develop that sense of belief and always connect with that belief when times are at its toughest, when adversity strikes hardest, because if you allow the adversity to control and own you, it'll bring you down. When you recognize the adversity is part of your process to being great, it will lift you up. Understand and leverage the power of belief when you're down and when you're up, and continue moving forward no matter what happens in your life. This is 5 Minute Friday. Thank you guys so much for being here. I'm so blessed and grateful that you show up each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to listen to the School of Greatness podcast, because we bring on some of the most inspiring, incredible, great minds in the world from all walks of life to share with you what it means to be great, to share their stories, and share with you how to be great yourself as well, with the tools, tips, and strategies that they do so you can apply in your life. Make sure to share this with your friends. This is lewishouse.com/229, all about embracing the champion's mind. Thank you so much for being here. I love you. And you know what time it is? It's time to go out there and do something great.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.